Welcome to Health Tips by Atharva Web Radio.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3.
Welcome to Health Tips, real people who look good and feel great. The show is about people and how they manage to fit in fitness.
I know you want me, you know I want ya.
Did you have an excuse for time or place? Too often we hear those too busy, no time excuses. Now hear how these super successful folks manage to fit in fitness. Today it's Jesse Simmons, who went from a 158 pounds and a size 10 to a 115 and a size 2. Here's her story.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for having me. I started in nursing school. Like a lot of people, I was stressed. I was not happy with my life. I'd been diagnosed with hypothyroidism, and I was gaining a lot of weight every month, month after month. My pants would get tighter. I would have to, you know, get into a bigger size, and which would make me more depressed. And the story continued on and on that way for quite a long time. And then there was kind of a mental shift where, you know, at shopping at the store, putting on a new pair of jeans, and I just decided this was enough. I wasn't going to buy any more clothes. I wasn't, you know, I was sick of the way I looked, sick of the way I felt, and it was reaching into every aspect of my life where I wasn't happy. And so my friendships were suffering from that, and my marriage and everything else. So I started trying different fitness programs, you know, trying to work out, and failed just like a lot of other people do, and came across a program called Insanity. And it's a home-based workout program where you can work out at home. And so I started doing that and started having great success. The workouts were incredibly hard. I would work out and feel so exhausted and sore and tired, but I had this huge motivation of just wanting to feel better and wanting a better life. And as I did this, I started meeting other people who were wanting the same thing. And eventually ran into some people who were part of the company that owned Insanity. And so by reaching out to these people, they have a network of what you call coaches. And these people help motivate and essentially work as a one-on-one accountability partner. And so I had somebody who had gone through all the same things that I had gone through. And it was incredibly helpful to me just to have, you know, that person there to listen and understand. And so that's kind of where I started and learned about the nutrition and everything else. And then people started seeing changes in me, and I started helping them. And by doing that, that was sort of my motivation to keep going. Is it's not only was it changing my life, but it was changing the other people around me.
So let's start from the beginning. I mean, what were your sizes and, you know, weights and things like that, and what is it now, and what was the timeline that you really went through? Was it like 3 months, and how was the progression?
Okay, absolutely. When I first started, I weighed, I was up to 158 was my biggest weight, which for my frame was very big. I was smushing into a size 10 with a muffin top, what we call. And I, when I started the program was 2 months long. And then I did another program, another workout program called P90X. And that was 3 months long. So total, it was 5 months where I, you know, exercised every day and ate healthy food. And I went from smushing into a size 10 down to a size 2. And now I'm about 115.
Wow. That's really impressive. And with that, we take a short commercial break.
This is Nchi Azoya.
Hi, I'm Kailash Chandranath.
This is Tara McAlpin.
This is Mehak Castellino.
This is Saiba Joe.
And you're listening to Atharva.
Atharva. Atharva.
Atharva.
Web Radio.
Chumi.
Brought to you by Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, India's leading life sciences consulting firm. Health Tips is available for a free download online or on iTunes. Just look for Health in the podcast section. And we are number one in the world. So here's a shout out to thousands of you wonderful folks. Tell us what you like and what you don't. Just write to tandarust@gmail.com. That's tandarost@gmail.com. And we are back with Jesse Simmons.
So how does it really happen? I mean, you're lying down in bed one day, and next day you go to the post office and you order this package, and third day you start gymming, and how does it really work? I mean, people really want to know, you know, want to get their first foot on the ground. That's I think the toughest part.
Absolutely. For me, it was just that I'd come across the program. It was actually, like, in the newspaper, somebody was selling it because it was too hard for them. That's how I came across it and just really enjoyed it. And because it was fun, it was easy to kind of keep going. On those really, really hard days where I just, you know, couldn't get motivated or struggled, I would go online and go to, like, YouTube, things like that, and I would look up different people's transformations and see how they had transformed, and watched their videos and looked at their pictures and saw that, and that was motivation. I kept thinking, you know, if they can do it, then why couldn't I do it? And so being able to see that, just that they were normal people, just like me, just like you, and they were able to make these changes, then you know, so could I.
So how did it, let's get down to the brass tacks, okay? So you get this thing in the mail, and next day you just put it in, and then how much, what percentage of the program could you do on the first day, and how did it progress, you know?
Sure, absolutely. The first day I couldn't even get through the warm-up. I was thinking, oh, well, you know, I used to be fairly fit, so I'll be okay. I'll be all right at this. And I couldn't even get through the first 15 minutes. I was on the floor sweating, you know, just water dripping down my face, and tired and hot and sore, and just ready to give up. But it felt good to start moving and doing stuff. And so every day I would just do a little bit more and do what I could do. And by probably about the end of a month, I was able to make it through the whole, you know, the whole 45 minute long workout. Right. And so eventually.
And how much was, were you living alone at this time? Were you living with your family, partner? How was it? And what was the contribution of your family towards this whole process?
Sure. I was living with my husband. I was in nursing school, so very, very busy, very stressed out. I didn't have a whole lot of contributions. My husband worked nights, and I was going to school during the day, so we actually didn't see each other very much. So I got more, I think, motivation from people online and friends on Facebook, things like that. And then as I started, you know, progressing and making those changes, those physical changes, people started noticing and having those compliments and having, you know, those other people who were kind of going through the same things I were
When was the first time, say, on from day zero, when was the first time that you started hearing people say, oh, there's something different about you?
I would say about a month in. I hadn't lost a lot of weight my first month, only a couple pounds, but the way that I looked was quite a bit different. You know, more muscular, more defined, and that was about when people started noticing. And also, you know, not just noticing physical differences, but also emotional. I was much happier, much more fun to be around, because I was really enjoying things rather than, you know, just making it by.
So did your did your husband or anybody ever kind of ridicule you for your efforts, or did they ever tell you, oh, you know, this you're just wasting your time, or, you know, things like that? Or was it was everybody completely supportive? Was it ever psychologically difficult to continue with this process?
Absolutely. You know, I think no matter where you go, and certainly in my transformation, there would be people who would say things like, oh, well, you're skinny enough, or, you know, oh, you just one piece of cake. And, you know, they would feel bad for eating things in front of me, things like that. And so they would try and, you know, talk me into eating what they were eating, or be upset for, you know, not joining in at a certain party or a certain event where there would be lots of temptations.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I wanted to get towards, because I think a lot of us only see the outside of fitness, you know, the things of gyms and, you know, people getting fit or not getting fit. But it's actually almost a war out there, a mental war, which you have to play with your friends, with your, you know, people, many of them who probably don't mean terribly ill, but they're really psychologically weakening you with every comment.
Absolutely. I think you have to really, you know, get your head in the game and be prepared mentally before you can make those physical changes. I think it has to be a mental and emotional shift, and you have to be prepared for that, and have a support team, and have somebody who's going to lift you up and help you out, because I think we do enough, you know, a mental abusing of ourselves, where we're very critical and we have this negative self-talk, and we need somebody to say, hey, you know what, you're being way too hard on yourself. You need to realize the reality that you can do this, and you just need to keep going.
And suppose somebody doesn't have that mental, emotional support, because what a lot of unfit people are struggling with, it's not that they don't want to get fit. It's a lot of times they're struggling with, a family, an environment, which kind of, you know, pulls their willpower down. You know, they'll tell them, oh, you know, you're just wasting your time. You've got so many other important things to do. The child is in the other room, and the child is crying. And, you know, over here you're trying to do exercise. You know, there's a lot of other factors. It's not just diet and exercise. It's the psychological war which each fitness enthusiast has to play.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, different people go through different things, and we all have our own battles. And family wise, you know, you can run into the same thing where you do with friends, where they want you to eat something, or they eat things in front of you. And that is very difficult. Or, you know, you as a mom or a parent in general, you feel guilty for, you know, not spending as much time with your kids or taking time out for yourself, rather than spending that with your kids and with your family. But in the end, what happens is, because you have this shift, because you do change and you're able to be a much healthier, happier person, you have so much more to contribute to your family, to those people around you. And I think if you don't have a support group, you need to find one. There's so many different things online, on Facebook, on the internet in general, different groups and areas where you can find a gym with people to work out with, but find somebody and, you know, be able to have that support, whether it's at home.
I think that's what we're trying to do with Health Tips as a show. It's a kind of support group for people to understand that they're not alone, and, you know, that they're in this with a lot of other people, and the feelings that they're getting in their mind are not singular to them.
Absolutely, yes, I totally agree.
Okay, so let's talk about about your diet. You know, I think because getting fit is a lot of people say 70% diet, 30% exercise. So diet plays an important role in getting fit. Tell me about your diet. What do you do to, how did you change your diet?
Absolutely. Well, at first I lived off of pizza. And so, as you can imagine, that didn't contribute very well to my goals. But over time, I would learn to slowly get rid of things. So, you know, I gave up pizza. And after I did that, I just wouldn't eat pizza anymore. And then the next thing, I would give up French fries and so on and so forth. And that's how I kind of slowly progressed from an unhealthy eating habits into healthier eating habits and finding healthier things that I really liked and that tasted good. And eventually your taste buds sort of reset themselves to where you do taste all that sugar and it almost is too sweet, but it takes time. And, you know, you have to find out what works for you.
So tell us, what exact changes did you do? Did you one day just go down to your fridge and empty it out and throw all the stuff in the bin?
No, I didn't. I did still stick with the junk food initially. And initially I kind of thought that I had a healthy diet and with just a few things thrown in there. So slowly it was more of a mental awareness of what I was eating was just really, really bad for me, and cutting those things out, you know, one at a time.
What was it that you were trying to cut out, and what did you think was healthy enough to kind of sneak into your diet?
Sure. Well, I was eating meats that were, you know, more on the fatty side, and thinking that, oh, you know, well, it's protein, it's okay. And it wasn't. It was really, there was a lot of fat in it, and it was contributing to my weight gain rather than my weight loss. There was some of the meals that my husband would cook where he likes to make fish and bread it and do all the stuff to it. And it turns out it was, you know, full of oils and things like that that I didn't really realize, because it was what we ate every day. And so I didn't have that mental awareness of what was in it.
So what brought about the mental awareness? And isn't it amazing how our minds are such good, logical instruments? Whatever you bring to the table, at the point of time, it kind of convinces you that that's not too unhealthy.
Yeah, right. I think we do. I think we kind of we want to see, or we want to be able to eat things, and so we sort of come up with these different excuses and ways to talk ourselves into the fact that, oh, this is okay, this just this one time, or you know, oh, well, it's not that bad. And we do that enough times, though, we get in the habit of doing it, and we don't realize we're doing it, and it can be very self-sabotaging.
Exactly. So what exact changes did you bring about in your diet?
Exactly. I went from eating, you know, I had sugary cereal for breakfast, I would have like pizza for lunch, and then I would have, well, what I, you know, like chicken and vegetables or something for dinner. So I had maybe one meal that was kind of healthy. Now on sort of like a daily meal for me would be to eat oatmeal with fruit for breakfast, to eat a snack in between breakfast and lunch, to eat a healthy lunch with, you know, it could be like black beans and soup or something like that. A dinner would be like chicken, fish, something like that, like a healthy lean meat with some vegetables. And so that's how, I guess, specifically it changed. I also learned that eating smaller meals, six small meals a day, rather than three big ones, is much, much healthier for you.
So tell us about, let's talk about your breakfast, because a lot of people can't even think about healthy things to eat, you know. They can't seem to figure out five or six alternate options to eat for breakfast. So let's talk about around six options that probably you've done in the last 6 days for breakfast.
Okay. Okay, sure. Let's do six. Okay, so oatmeal is absolutely a great start. And a lot of people don't like oatmeal. I don't like oatmeal. So I will put in, I'll mix in fruit or something to make it taste sweeter or actually have a taste to it. Something else would be like there's the Greek yogurt now that's very good. It's high in protein and also is very tasty. So that's an alternative. And you can do something like that with granola. Fresh fruit is always good. So, you know, cantaloupe with cottage cheese is an idea where you get the protein and the fruit and the fiber. Any kind of like shake, if you make a green shake or a fruit shake, something like that, where you're still getting all those, you know, ingredients where juice, fruit juice can actually be just essentially pure sugar is the way your body absorbs it. So you want to have, you know, all those parts, the fiber that's in the fruit. So that's why shakes are really great. And so those would be a few things to help people out.
Great. You know, I think we'd love to talk about this so much more, but I'd have to get down to just asking you what are your future plans, because I know you've transformed yourself and you've become. Are you still pursuing your nursing career, or have you moved purely to fitness as an interest focus?
I'm doing both. I work as a stroke nurse. And so kind of actually with that, I definitely do a lot of education for people wanting to change their lives and get healthier so that they don't end up, you know, having a nurse take care of them. And I coach as well. I work as a free coach, and so I mentor people who are having trouble with, you know, those inner self-talk that's negative, and helping them make those shifts to positive self-talk. And I also I run a blog. It's www.teamneversaycan't.com, and I put recipes, healthy recipes, and, you know, different ways to stay motivated and fit and things like that.
Thanks, Jessie. That was so inspiring. I'm sure a lot of people are going to take to their mats after hearing you. And as always, apart from that, we need to thank Atharva Life Sciences Consulting, the leading life sciences market research consulting firm. Want to know anything about biotechnology or pharma or agriculture or fisheries? Talk to the leaders. Talk to Atharva Life Sciences. They deliver the best market research reports available. To know more, go to www.atharvalife.com. That's ATHARVALIFE.com. Or call +91 80 2353 0016. See you next time. Stay healthy. Keep moving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, and 4. You want me? You know I want you.